Hi, my name is Lyric, and today I will be reading you the book called Picture Day Perfection, written by Deborah Dyson and pictures by Dan Santet. Every time a page is about to flip, you will hear a ping like so. All right, let's get started. I planned for months. This was going to be the year of the school perfect picture. But some days, not everything goes according to plan. The day started with the worst case of bedhead ever. Then it took me quite some time to unearth my favorite shirt. Finally, I found it at the very bottom of the hamper. You might call it stained. You might even call it wrinkly. You might even call it smelly. You wouldn't even be wrong. Breakfast was picture day pancakes, a family tradition. This year's festivities involved a small syrup disaster, more accurately described as a large syrup disaster. And it occurred exactly as the bus pulled up. I had a feeling we'd be getting a new family tradition. On the bus, I got into a small bit of trouble. Make that a large bit of trouble. The bus driver made me sit in the seat right behind him for the rest of the ride. By the time I got into school, my picture day's face fixed into a scowl. In class, Miss Smith collected our photo order forms. Do you think my mom checked emerald green for my photo background? Or peacock blue or pizzazzy purple? No. Once again, of all the backgrounds in the world, Mom checked snoring, boring, traditional gray. No one gets traditional gray. Except for me. And it just happens to be the only color in the world that makes my favorite shirt disappear. But all the stains and wrinkles. After that, the teacher had us all stand up and practice our picture day smiles. Personally, I thought we needed a little something to get us in the picture day mood. Whoops, got myself in trouble again. Luckily, I got to rejoin class in time for art. Art involved quite a bit of pain, or at least it did for me. Finally, it was time to line up for our photos. Ned, just in front of me, got the last complimentary cone. I watched as classmate after classmate smiled on the camera. I got queasy listening to everyone say, "Cheese!" I can't stand cheese. The mere thought of it turns me green, deeply green. And just as my face reached its most awful, deeply plea green shade, it was my turn. I stepped forward. I sat down on the stool. It was as hard as rock and as cold as an iceberg. "Just a sec," the photographer said as he fiddled with the camera knobs. As I sat and waited, everything that had happened rushed through my mind. The most monstrous messes, the muddles, and the mix-ups. The whole day from the moment I'd rolled out of bed had gone. Perfectly, even better than planned. This year, I will finally be going to get the perfect school picture. And that's when I heard a click. In a flash, all my hard work, my perfectly tangled hair, my perfectly rumpled shirt, my perfectly sticky face, my perfectly composed scowl, that perfect boring background, those perfect paint splatters, that perfect sickly pallor. Wasted, unless ruined, in a moment of weakness, by an unexpected smile. Mom says it's my best picture ever. But just wait till she sees next year's. The end. Thank you for listening.
I hope you enjoy.